KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A, a day I have looked forward to for many, many moons, because today Folk Uke is going to play live for us. They have a brand new album out. It came out on Friday. We'll tell you about that in a bit. And I'll tell you where you can catch Kathy Guthrie and Amy Nilsson in the near future. They're going to be part of the 4x4 for the Nobility Project. That's Wednesday, October 5th at the Gibson Showroom with Marsha Ball and Monty Warden and a bunch of other folks. Nobility.org for more on that. They're also going to be at the 310 at ACL Live on October 8th, which is a Saturday. And then Folk Uke on tour opening for the Jayhawks. And that includes playing the Austin show October 27th at Scoot Inn. We have a live song for you, and then we'll have some conversation on KUTX Folk Uke.
Did your daddy steal the stars? Do you wanna ride my rocket? I wanna drive your car. And do you come here often? What's your sign? And where's the party after? Your place or mine? With all your lines. Shh. Shut up. Shh. Shut up. Hey, lady, do you want to dance? I can see me in your pants, and I'm too drunk for driving. Can I stay the night? Hey, you girls must be models. No, we're just prototypes. Sweet talker, why don't you shut up? With all your lines. Shh. Shut up. Shh. Shut up. Left leg is Thanksgiving, and the right is Christmas Day. Could spend the holiday. Is that a keg in your pants? 'Cause I'd like to tap that ass. Well, I may not be your first, but I just might be your last. Sweet talker, why don't you shut up? With all your lines. Shh. Shut up. Shut up.
Live on KUTX, Folk Uke. And Sweet Talker. And as I mentioned, Kathy Guthrie and Amy Nilsson are very busy in the next few weeks. So if you want to catch up with them, this is the time to do it. October 5th at the Gibson Showroom, October 8th at the 310, and October 27th with the Jayhawks at Scoot Inn. Thank y'all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Y'all do something that not a lot of people can do, which is be really sincere and really funny at the same time. I mean, I think of the songwriters that I know that can do that, people like Loudon Wainwright, or that's a hard thing to do. Is it just kind of a reflection of your personalities?
I would hope so.
Maybe so.
I think so, because we can't act.
So,
yeah, and anytime we actually try to be funny, it's not funny at all. Oh, I can speak for myself. When I try to be funny, it's not very funny.
So it just comes naturally. Yeah. The first record I had from y'all, Folk Uke, I think about 2005 this mm-hmm. came out. Mm-hmm. But the two of you have been playing together for longer than that, right?
Yeah, since about 2000, maybe a little before that even.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 98.
Didn't we buy your ukulele in 2000?
I think so.
Maybe that was something.
I think we estimated that was approximately the year.
Yeah.
Did you grow up together? Did you know each other growing up?
We didn't really, but our family, like our dads are friends, our moms were friends, and I think we missed each other at all the farm aids. I went to all the odd-numbered ones, and Kathy went to all the even-numbered ones, so we didn't get to meet until we were in our early 20s working at a bar together, a restaurant. Mm-hmm.
The new album, as Peter Blackstock called it in the paper, Star Expletive. I'll call it Star Blanker. But okay. It's a family affair. Both of your fathers, Willie Nelson and Arlo Guthrie, appear on here. And Amy, your brothers, Micah and Lucas, are on here. I read that this was a concept record, and I just got the disc now myself. So is there kind of a storyline behind this new record?
Well, I think it was about... I think we wrote Star Effer about 10 years ago, maybe or something. Or maybe eight years ago or something.
Yeah, we started it a long time ago, and I think we finished it about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We've been kind of working on this album for the last 5 years, kind of.
So what would this story be? I mean, a star blanker, if you will, someone that in my experience anyway, someone that's trying to... use their appeal to get close to famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And being that both of your fathers and your families are well-known folks, you've probably been around star blankers.
Yeah, it seemed like maybe a fun thing to write because it was almost like a write what, you know, scenario. And yeah, that's actually somebody that was really a magic person to me said the word at my wedding and into a microphone, and it was a really cool moment. And I was like, oh my gosh, it made it a holy word. It's kind of a holy word now because it was actually the woman that performed our marriage ceremony. And we're like, Kathy, like, we should just do a whole, you know, we should do a song. And I think Kathy was like, we could do a whole album on that. And it took us a while to figure out how to actually do an album on that without coming off resentful. Hopefully it comes off funny.
But sincere. That humorous, sincere thing I was talking about at the top. And it's a band record. There's a lot of players on here. We just mentioned some of them. Do you sometimes get to play with a band when you're out on stage, or is it pretty much the duo most of the time?
It's usually just the two of us, but every now and then we get somebody who volunteers to be a bass player or
someone who's very brave and
guitar player here and there. But yeah, usually it's just the two of us. It was really fun recording with a band.
Yeah. I bet.
It was great. It was such a good band, too. We had Mike Stinson and Randy Weeks also, who are local Austin people. And
Mark Perlman of the Jayhawks was kind of his... We kept talking about how we were going to record this album for a long time, but it took us a while to get to it. And then Mark sent us an email and saying, how about next month? I'm free. Let's record a couple songs. And we kind of just... Okay,
gave you a little push.
Yeah.
The placement of one of your songs in the TV show Orange is the New Black, did that give the both of you some newfound momentum to start, you know, to make another record, and now you've got this big tour with the Jayhawks?
Yeah, we were actually hoping to have the record done way before that came out, and we're just really slow. So, when that happened, that was amazing. We got a lot of attention from that. And then we're like, we've got to get this out. We've just got to get it out. So we worked a little harder and hopefully finished it with the same momentum. I don't know if it was a new wave or that same wave.
The stars are aligning, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But they do seem to be lining up for Folk Uke. And this jaunt with the Jayhawks, probably the longest extended period you've been out on the road like that, or no?
Maybe. I mean, well, we did a couple jaunts with the Jayhawks. If we count that one as one, then definitely. There was a little bit of a break in between it. But yeah, that was, it was a pretty big, we went out on tour with X a couple times too, which was great. But Yeah, this whole Jayhawks thing is just over the top for us. When we first met, one of the conversations, the first band we ever talked about was Jayhawks and how much we love them. So,
well, I'm with you on that. A lot of love for Gary and Mark and all of those guys. Folk Uke, our guests today, new album just out, and gigs aplenty that I'll reiterate for you in a moment. We've been talking about the family nature of this record, and the song we're about to do, or you're about to do, is on the new record. It's called California Stars. And Kathy, your grandfather wrote the words for this, and then Wilco put it to music. Have you ever considered taking some unpublished lyrics from your grandfather, Woody Guthrie, and putting music to them? Or?
Well, yes. In fact, I think my sisters and I had a few songs, and we were working on some of them, and none of them sounded as good, though, especially when you compare it to songs like California Stars. It's like, oh, man, they're really hard lyrics, some of them. You know, they're kind of all over the place, and I don't know how... some of them are really well put together, and some of them aren't. So we had some that were a little more abstract. So we didn't have any luck yet.
Well, maybe someday you'll share some of that with us. Yeah. Right now, live on KUTX, once again, Folk Uke. Guaranteed to bring a smile. Folk Uke live on KUTX, California Stars. Well, thematically connected to the new record, which would be Star Blanker, as I call it. And Folk Uke, very busy the next few weeks. October 5th at the Gibson Showroom. October 8th, playing with Tommy Stinson at 310 at ACL Live and on tour with the Jayhawks. And we get to see him at the Scoot Inn October 27th. I just hope you all have a whole bunch of fun when you go out and do all this stuff.
We have so far. We've had such a good time. We kind of feel like we're pretty successful just in our, you know, I think years ago we were asked, what's your definition of success? we thought about it for a while because, you know, there's like fame and fortune and all that. And we just really wanted to be appreciated or liked or by our peers. And now we're touring with our favorite band and we're, I don't know, I feel pretty, I'm happy. I'm pretty successful in my own way.
Yeah.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah.
If I can quote Paul Thorne.
I feel very blessed.
That's I feel both.
Yeah.
I'm stressed.
I'm with you. Kathy Guthrie, Amy Nelson, Folk Uke are guests today. And if you want to hear this session again, or if you missed part of it, we're going to post all of it online at KUTX.org. And in fact, we're going to do another song that we'll post online as well. Thanks again, y'all.
Thank you. We love your show, by the way.
Thank you
for having us on it.
A pleasure.